Good morning. This is a meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. We're convened in the hearing room 1025 at the Tax Commission offices. I'm Michael Cragen, one of the tax commissioners. Our chairman, John Valentine, is participating by telephone. He's representing the commission on commission business out of the state. And so I'll go ahead and conduct. Also here with me on the dais is Commissioner Robert Pirro and Commissioner Rebecca Rockwell and our executive director, Barry Conover. We've got lots of folks in the room from the agency and the Attorney General's office. Also have our executive assistant, Krista Johnson, and our public information officer, Charlie Roberts. On the agenda, we have at this stage an opportunity for the public to address the commission for up to 3 minutes on matters not relating to a pending or reasonably imminent appeal before the tax commission. From those who have signed the register, it appears that nobody wishes to speak to us, but I will give one last opportunity if somebody wants to rush to the podium and say something. Seeing none, we'll go to the next item on the agenda, which is to consider approving minutes from our last commission meeting, which was held in two blocks, one at the Assessor's School at the Davis Conference Center, and then later another one in the afternoon here in the commission offices, and these were on Thursday, December 8th, 2016. Commissioner Pirro was not at the meeting, so I'll need to have Commissioner Rockwell give us a motion.
Thank you. I move to approve the Assessor School minutes and Commission meeting minutes of Thursday, December 8th, 2016.
All right. The motion is in order. Are there any questions or debate on the motion? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and place it for a vote. The motion is to approve both sets of minutes. Those in favor, please say aye.
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 And we have a unanimous vote to approve those minutes. We now need to take up something that we should have done at that meeting on December 8th and forgot to, and that is to adopt our schedule of regular meetings for the Tax Commission. Fortunately, this meeting is the first one that was on that schedule. Krista has prepared the schedule for us, and we have it in our packets. It's essentially the second and fourth Thursday of each month throughout the year, with the exception of November and December, where we don't meet on Thanksgiving or during the week of Christmas. So if we can have a motion to approve that schedule and to get them posted, I would appreciate that. Commissioner Pirro?
I move to approve the 2017 notice of scheduled meetings.
Okay, the motion is in order. Any questions or debate? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Okay, the motion passes unanimously. All right, the next item on the agenda is to consider whether the Tax Commission would like to take positions on pending litigation, and I'll turn the time to Commissioner Rockwell to lead this discussion.
Thank you. I believe that
we... Ask a question. You said pending litigation?
I'm sorry, I meant legislation. Legislation. I'm sorry.
Thank you. I believe that we have four pieces of legislation that we are potentially seeking a favorable recommendation on. The first is House Bill 46, titled Pass-Through Entity Tax Amendments. This bill is in response to concerns that the Tax Commission raised. It makes technical changes to harmonize provisions addressing the income of certain non-resident pass-through entities with the pass-through entity provisions of Chapter 10, Part 14. Just as background, this issue arose during the issuance of a Tax Commission decision.
Okay, thank you for that explanation. We have folks here from the divisions if we have any questions for them. We also have our Legislative Affairs Director, Lynn Solarzik, here if there are any questions for her. Any questions before we consider action? I have one, Commissioner. Are we still using the ABC method that we have in the past to signify our level of support, or is it just yes?
We are in the process of revising those levels of support to kind of reflect some changes that we've been making internally on the legislative process. This one, if it's approved, would just be a commission supports this legislation.
Okay. Very good. I think we're ready for a motion.
Thank you. I move that the commission support House Bill 46, pass through entity tax amendments.
Any debate on the motion? Seeing none, those in favor, please say aye.
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 It's unanimous. We'll go to the next piece of legislation.
Okay, thank you. The next piece of legislation is House Bill 47, Property Tax Assessment Appeal Amendments. The Tax Commission requested this bill to address issues that arose during the issuance of a commission decision. Under farmland assessment provisions, current law provides a 45-day appeal period for a property owner to object to a county's determination to withdraw land from agricultural use or impose a rollback tax. This 45-day period does not apply to other appeals related to the Farmland Assessment Act or the Urban Farming Assessment Act, including an appeal of whether a property qualifies for greenbelt valuation in the first place. The time frame for these other appeals is not addressed in farmland assessment provisions, so it appears that UWAPA's 30-day appeal period applies, and this has caused confusion for counties. The bill addresses this issue by enacting a uniform 45 days for filing all appeals under the Farmland Assessment Act or the Urban Farming Assessment Act.
Well, I think that'll be very helpful.
Yes.
To get that uniformity. Any other questions or discussion? And I don't see Mr. Lytle or others from the Property Tax Division here who might be able to address it, but I think we're ready for a motion.
Thank you. Then I move to that the Commission support House Bill 47, Property Tax Assessment Appeal Amendments.
Okay. Motion is to indicate the Commission's support for the bill. Those in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay, that passes unanimously. Go to the third one, please.
The third bill is Senate Bill 17, Tax Commission Amendments. And this is a bill that the Tax Commission requested. It authorizes the Tax Commission to hold a meeting that is not open to the public for the purposes of providing employee guidance on the interpretation of tax law following an action by the Commission in a public meeting or the issuance of a commission or court decision. I want you to be aware that we're also seeking an amendment to this bill to allow the commissioners to provide employee guidance on legislation, and I am going to be meeting with the sponsor of the bill, who is Senator Daniel Hemmert, in the next hour to discuss this amendment. From my perspective, this is one of the most important pieces of legislation that the Commission has this session. It gives us the ability to meet as a quorum with the divisions, with whatever employees we find necessary, with Barry present or Barry's designee, so that we can have communications when there are questions on a decision that the Commission issues, if we have issued an administrative rule and there are questions or issues on how that rule should be implemented, as well as if legislation is pending or passes and input is needed or guidance needs to be given to the divisions. I think that's all I have unless there are questions.
All right. Any questions on the bill that we're discussing?
Mr. Chairman, could I just comment?
Yes, please.
Barry Conover, Executive Director. I want to compliment the Commission in seeking and looking at this legislation and working with the Revenue Tax Committee and with Senator Hemmert. This is very critical for, I think, the administration of good tax policy, getting the direction from the policymakers on these elements that are not in the, under litigation, and we have to have that arm's distance responsibility. This is a good bill, and as a, from the administrative side of taxes, we are so grateful that you're willing to take this thing forward and accomplish this task. I hope we are, it's our hope that we are successful in getting it passed. Thank you.
Thank you. I just note that, you know, about 7 years ago, I observed that the Tax Commission could do a better job following the Open and Public Meetings Act and have kind of spearheaded the efforts to do that and recognize that it's kind of changed the culture of the commission and of the agency, and that the commissioners as a group don't have the same kind of interaction with the operations side of the agency that they did before I came. So I would hope that the legislature would be willing to give us this legislation so that we can have the more direct connection that we need. We've tried doing things piecemeal or seriatim, and it just works better if we're all at the same table at the same time having the discussion. So I think if there's any other questions, we can take them. If not, we're ready for a motion.
Thank you. No.
I'd like to make a quick comment as well. As the acting chairman indicated today, I'm Representative Utah in New Orleans at the Federation of Tax Administrators. One of the items that we discussed was how we administer our agencies. There was a lot of interesting looks when I said that I can't actually meet as the four commissioners with our staff to give them direction as required by our Constitution. But our Constitution, similar to most states, requires that the head of the agency administer and supervise the taxes of the state, which is our constitutional mandate, that the four commissioners are the ones required to administer and supervise the taxes of the state of Utah. As we discussed that here in New Orleans, it was evident that no one can run an agency without the ability to meet with their staff, and that the historic way that we had been doing it in the past prior to about the last 6 or 7 years was that we were meeting with the staff without any major repercussions. But we were required to follow the statutes. And so even though we have this tension between the constitutional mandate of administering and supervising and the Open Meetings Act, that we can't have a meeting with our staff as a full commission without it disclosing public information that was otherwise should be private. It's obvious that tension has to be broken in a way similar to the way the bill is being proposed. So I fully support the bill, and I wanted to give that additional perspective in light of what I'm finding here in the national meeting.
Let me just add one coda, and that is that under the current Open and Public Meetings Act, there are no provisions in the closed meeting options to be able to discuss the kinds of things that Commissioner Valentine is speaking of. So we really do need this kind of a bill to be able to do anything. So.
Yeah, thank you for that addition. That's a very apt addition.
Commissioner Rockwell?
Thank you. And I echo what all have said, that I think that it will really promote efficiency and uniformity in our operations and give us the ability to have the kind of meaningful discussions that we want to have with Tax Commission staff. And with that, I'll go ahead and make a motion. I move that the Commission support Senate Bill 17, Tax Commission Amendments.
Okay, the motion is in order. Any debate? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. The motion passes unanimously. Commissioner Rockwell, item 4.
Thank you. And, you know, it dawns on me as I sit here that we actually have 5 pieces of legislation. So there's one more than I thought there was. But with that, we'll talk about Senate Bill 24, Natural Gas Heavy Duty Tax Credit Amendments. This bill is also in response to a request of the State Tax Commission. We've asked for clarification of previous legislation. The bill clarifies that the corporate natural gas heavy duty tax credit is non-refundable and also removes references to qualified conversions, makes some language changes that are inconsistent in the current legislation. So really largely a bill that's technical in nature.
Any questions or discussion on this bill? Okay, I think we're ready for a motion.
Thank you. I move that the Commission support Senate Bill 24, Natural Gas Heavy Duty Tax Credit Amendments.
All right, the motion is in order. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay, unanimous on that one and the fifth one.
The final bill is Senate Bill 42, DUI Impound Fee Refund Amendments. This bill is in response to our concerns. It extends the time frame for a vehicle owner or lien holder to claim a refund of administrative impound fees from the Tax Commission. It changes the time period from 30 days to 180 days after the Driver License Division mails the final notification that an arrested person's driver's license should not be suspended or revoked. It also extends from 30 to 180 days from the time of impoundment, if a vehicle was stolen at the time of impoundment.
I have a question on this one. Has the Department of Public Safety played any role in developing this bill?
This is a bill that I have not been involved in the drafting of, and I am not sure whether legislative counsel has involved the Department of Public Safety.
Okay.
Lynn may have some
do you know
insight on that.
Lynn, I need to have you sit at one of these two tables so that has the mic for the telephone.
Lynn Solarzik, yes, the Department of Public Safety is aware of this, has been in meetings when it's been discussed, and they have no concerns with it. And this is a committee bill, a Transportation Interim Committee bill.
I know whenever we've talked about this in the past, there's always been a fear that DPS might oppose it because it would have, the funding is actually their funding, even though it's our responsibility. So,
the only question that they could have potentially raised, we were thinking, was that it might open up more issues to be considered as far as DUIs, but that never occurred. It stayed narrow.
I can't hear her. I'm sorry. What she said.
Can you hear me now?
Do we not have
better?
The green light is on.
I'm looking for the little pad on the desk from the telephone. There we go. The microphone was hidden in a compartment. So
I thought this was the microphone.
That's the microphone for the recording. Oh. That's the microphone for the telephone.
So I was...
Again, Lynn, I did not hear you mention.
Sure, for the chairman's sake. DUI had expressed that there may be some concerns that the DUI bill might open up to encompass more issues that they would not have been comfortable with, but that, in fact, never happened. It stayed narrow. The discussions never were broader. And this really is brings this... there were issues because DPS, or actually a driver's license, has to send a letter to a person saying that, you know, we're not going to take your license away because you didn't really have a DUI. And the time frame for them to send it to the person and then for the person to come to us to get the refund is only a 30-day period, and so it's not a very long time. And so there have been issues in the past where letters have... people are telling you in your hearings that the letters came out after they received them after the 30-day time frame had actually elapsed. And so it's money that really the DPS shouldn't have been keeping because these people really, you
were
know,
entitled to a refund.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's a $400 refund at this point.
Okay. I won't be surprised if we still have people coming to us after the 180 days have expired and saying, sorry, I didn't get around to appealing. And in that case, I think we will feel like it's less egregious to say sorry.
Yes.
It will also have the situation that was part of my concurrence in a case about a year ago where it was fairly clear that the taxpayer would not have received the letter timely because it was delayed by DPS in which to file the appeal. And so, like, given the longer time period, which matches up with other time periods of similar refund requests, that gives us a chance to not have it lost in the mail when a taxpayer diligently pursued DPS and say, where's my letter?
Okay. Any other discussion? Thank you, Lynn. All right, I think we can take action.
Okay, thank you. I move that the Commission support Senate Bill 42, DUI impound fee refund amendments.
The motion is in order. Seeing no debate, all in favor, please say aye.
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 We have a unanimous vote on that one also. That passes. That completes the bulk of the work that we need to do today. Thank you, Commissioner Rockwell.
Thank you.
Turn to our Executive Director for any report you wish to make to the Commission.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just have one item. We have been working with the Carbon County Commission's office and the folks down there to relocate our motor vehicle office. We had DFCM meet with them on Tuesday of this week. It was a very favorable meeting. Carbon County wants us to move into their new Carbon County offices. They've got some wonderful facilities there, plenty of parking, which we don't have at the other place. It's going to be, and also they're welcoming us, which I think is a big plus as well. And so we are working with DFCM. We have a scheme, a plan that we've given them, also with Carbon County, to start moving forward on that. We hope that we'll be able to negotiate the cancellation of the existing contract that will be favorable to the Tax Commission as well as to the party that we are contracted with, and also move into this new facility. I think everybody will be benefited, employees, citizens of Carbon County. It's a regional office, and so it covers more than just Carbon County. Emery County, Grand County, those counties that need to go to a regional office, they have that there. So just wanted to give you an update on that. Also want to just say that we're reaching the end of our retirement cycle. We've had over 25 of our employees that had lots of years of tenure here, lots of years. We're losing thousands of a thousand years or more of experience. But they have served well, and we're going to miss them all. But it's been exciting, but yet a sad time to lose all these great people. But having them move on with their lives, that's even a greater thing for them as well. So just wanted to let you know about that as well. Thank you. Any questions?
Questions for the Executive Director? Don't see any. Thank you. Next item is any reports from commissioners.
I have nothing.
Mr. Chairman, do you have anything else you want to tell us from the FTA meetings?
I have quite a bit of things, but it'd probably be better to do it in another meeting.
Okay, very good. So then we thank everybody who has participated in the meeting today. The last item that we have to discuss is some pending litigation. We may take action on it. The commissioners will stay in this room and ask our counsel from the Attorney General's office to stay here with us, and we'll discuss some settlement offers, and if we need to take action, we'll invite the public to come back in and take that action in just a few minutes. So I know it's not traditional for the chairman to make a motion, but I'm kind of the Open and Public Meetings Act guy, so I'm going to make a motion that the Commission meet in a closed session to discuss pending or reasonably imminent litigation, that will remain in this room and return to open session to take any action needed in public. So that's the motion. Those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. It's unanimous. Thank you all. We'll go ahead and stop the recording to show the meeting is going into closed session.